Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Namo Hare Namo Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhaktavrinda ki, Sri Jai Pataka Swami Maharaj ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Welcome everyone. My name is Tribhanga Krishna Das. I am initiated disciple of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Guru Maharaj. And so thank you all for coming on His 68th Vyasa Puja celebration. And I'll just sing His Guru Mantra a little bit before starting. Om Agyanta Mirindasya Agyana Janshalkaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasme Shri Guru Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Jayapataka Swami Niti Namine Namo Acharya Padaya Nitaya Kripa Padayane Gaur Katha Damodaya Nagar Gram Tarine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschada Destarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Jai. Thank you. So we'll start the program by giving offerings to Guru Maharaj. So I would like to invite His Grace Nityananda Prabhu, Temple President, to start the offering, and we'll go one by one. Thank you.
Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshtaine Vanchakalpa Turubhascha Kripasundhubhya Ivacha Patitanam Pavanebhya Vaishnavebhya Namo Namaha Hare Krishna. So we're very fortunate today celebrating the Holy Appearance Day of a very authentic spiritual master in the most authentic parampara that exists on the planet today. So this parampara comes from Lord Brahma, down through Madhavacharya, and then through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to all of us, and of course through the disciples of Srila Prabhupada to all of us. And I was just reading today, because coincidentally what happens as we're doing our reading, sometimes Krishna indicates to us things that he wants us to know. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So, today I was reading that Srila Prabhupada said that the principle of Krishna consciousness, to come to the highest level of Krishna consciousness, to come to the level of what is called the Supreme Absolute Truth, so that we can see Krishna face to face, just like right now we are seeing each other face to face. Imagine if Krishna just walked into this temple right now and he was here, how would we feel seeing Krishna face to face? It would be an incredible experience, a totally incredible experience. To have that incredible experience, Srila Prabhupada says, one must take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, like His Holiness, His Divine Grace, Jayapataka Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. Just a totally amazing personality. Jayapataka Maharaj is not an ordinary personality. All of us here, maybe some of us are not, but most of us here at least, we can say, we are ordinary personalities. We are ordinary human beings. And we're very fortunate that from time to time, some very amazing personalities like Guru Maharaj comes and actually shows us an example of how from an ordinary life, they transformed to an extraordinary service to Krishna, became extraordinary persons. If we look at the history of Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, we can see at one time, hardly anybody knew him. Actually, pretty much nobody knew him, except for a few family friends and relatives. And he himself was a very unassuming personality when he first joined in Canada. If you see photographs of Maharaj, you won't even recognize that this was Maharaj. He was so slim, you know, and very, very humble personality, still very humble. But the process, once he met the spiritual master and he accepted the spiritual master in his heart as his life and soul, what transformation actually happened that today so many of us are inspired in our Krishna consciousness by Guru Maharaj like that. We can see such a great transformation. The purpose of life is actually to see Krishna face to face. If you don't make that determination in your life that I want to see Krishna face to face, you're missing the point of the Hare Krishna movement. This is the difference between being a Hare Krishna and any other religious process that we follow. The Hare Krishnas are very serious about seeing Krishna face to face, about seeing Gauranga Mahaprabhu face to face. And you have to make that determination. That is what you have to say to yourself. I will see Krishna face to face. I will see Gauranga Mahaprabhu face to face. Because if you're not determined like that, if I am not determined like that, then we're wasting our time. We'll have to come back in our next life. And in some lifetime, when we become determined, yes, this lifetime I will see Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is none other than Krishna himself, face to face, then we will make some very rapid spiritual progress. Then transformation will happen in a way that is truly extraordinary. And this is the example of His Holiness, His Divine Grace, Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. We can see that in his case, that he did that. He's done that. This is why he's inspiring us. Inspiration does not come from the fact that I want to inspire you. That will not inspire you. What will inspire you is my purity. And what will inspire you after my purity is my love for Krishna. This is why every morning at Mangal Arati we end up by saying that the purpose of life is Krishna Prema. And everybody loudly says, Krishna Prema. This is the ultimate point, and this is the point of the Guru. Again, I was reading this morning, Guru means one who knows the scriptures, the statements of the scriptures, and who knows how to apply those statements perfectly. Not only does he or she know the statements of the scriptures, but can apply them perfectly. Such a person is Guru. And who is meant to be Guru? Every one of us. Lord Chaitanya's order is Amara Gyaya Guru Hana Tarai Desh Yare Taki Tari Kaha Krishna Upadesh Prithividiyachi Yatha Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Pachar Huivya Moranam. That it is our purpose in life that whatever country we are born in or whatever country we move to by some grace of Krishna, by the order of the spiritual master like that, then there we must take up the role of Guru. And Guru means we should know the statements of scripture. and we should know how to apply them perfectly. And we can learn that from our spiritual master. We can learn that from very, very great spiritual masters like Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, and actually perfect our lives in the association of devotees who are trying to do the same thing. When we do that, our lives become magical. They actually become so exciting that the problems of this world do not appear to be very important. And believe you me, there are a lot of problems in this world. We're overwhelmed with problems. Kalir Doshinidhi Rajan, it says that Kali Yuga is full of faults. It's an ocean of faults. But how can you make that ocean become like the small amount of water in a calf's hoof print? A calf is not a very big animal. It's about yay big at biggest, yay big like this. Its hoof prints make sizes this big. The water in them, do you think you'll drown in that amount of water? Do you think that amount of water is going to bother you? You can walk right over it. Nothing's going to happen. Right? How do you make an ocean of faults into a calf's hoof print of water is the process of Krishna consciousness. That is what we are actually engaging in. So we're very fortunate that we have these wonderful devotees who are setting us examples, giving us encouragement. And then so many other devotees who are senior devotees who we can actually work with, who we can actually associate with, and they will pull us up. Otherwise, in the beginning, it all looks like this is too much for me. It's overwhelming. It feels like, how can I do that? How can I go and speak like he's sitting on the chair right now and he's speaking, you know, eloquently or whatever. And how can I do that? It seems like, no, it's not going to be possible. But actually, it is most possible. And it is most possible by this process of associating with devotees, sadhu sangha, and by the process of reading Srila Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada said the only complaint he had was that, he says, my followers are perfect in every way except that they don't read my books. That's my only complaint, he said. And we must chant sincerely, chant with meaning, chant like Krishna is with me right now. Nothing else is more important when Krishna is with me. Because when Krishna is with me, the whole creation is with me. There's nothing missing when Krishna is with me. And then we must follow a devotional diet. Don't eat things that are not offered to Krishna. Don't eat things that are not offerable to Krishna. Offer everything before you eat it. Don't just put it straight in your mouth. Make sure that whatever you're eating is actually prasadam. It's actually the mercy of Krishna. And then when you come in front of the deities, in the midst of the devotees of Krishna, dance. Don't sit there like, you know, I'm too shy. How will people see me dancing? I don't know how to dance. Just dance. Children are first class example, right? When children dance, do you think that everybody, they're trying to think, oh, what is everybody thinking of me right now while I'm dancing? Is that what they're thinking? They're not thinking like that. They're just dancing. They're happy. Be happy Hares. Happy Hare Krishnas. Dance in front of the deity. Prabhupada actually says in the scripture, there's a statement that if you dance in front of the deity of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you will see Krishna face to face. You will go back to Godhead. So dance. Just dance nicely. Prabhupada gave us the Swami step. You know, that's a simple step. You don't have to really get into it like we used to get into the nightclub for some of us who used to go to nightclubs and dance. And some of you never went to a nightclub. You're very fortunate. But we all came to the morning club at Mangalarti. And we see so many people dancing. Just, you know, run along, dance, be happy. And be devoted. And then most importantly is the fifth thing that you should do, and that is encourage others to do the same thing. If you preach, you will know Krishna consciousness perfectly. If you do not preach, you don't have life. You're just a dead body flapping about. You might say, well, who are you to criticize devotees like that? I'm not criticizing devotees. This movement is a preaching movement. Please preach. If you don't feel strong enough to preach, stand in front of the mirror, put your finger like this and preach to yourself. Talk to yourself. Just preach to yourself. Prabhupada would preach to rats. There was one time a devotee saw him, looked through the keyhole of the door to see what Prabhupada was doing. Prabhupada's finger was like this. And he was thinking, who is Prabhupada speaking to? There's nobody in the room. So then, after a while, when Prabhupada rang the bell, he went inside and he said, Prabhupada, you're going like this? Who are you speaking to? He said, there was a rat in the room. And I was teaching the rat. I was telling the rat about Krishna. Krishna loves you the most. I'm so happy to see you. You're such a nice rat. I'm sure you're very smart. You're probably a Brahmin amongst rats. Brahmin's purpose is to preach, to follow scriptures nicely, to be clean. Hey, I was telling the rat that. And then the rat went away. Prabhupada didn't complain. Rat in my room. Why didn't you clean my room? There should be no rat in my room. He didn't complain. He saw a rat, he preached to the rat. You can preach to anybody. Preach to yourself if you're so shy. One day you'll learn to preach to others as well. Prabhupada actually said that's the most important thing. One day in a very big crowd of devotees, where some of his sannyas disciples were sitting very proudly with their danda in front of him, Prabhupada had a little girl, Saraswati, 5 years old, stand up and say, "Saraswati, who is Krishna?" And Saraswati said, "Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Prabhupada said, "She is the most perfect preacher. She is the best preacher." That's what Prabhupada said. All you have to do is repeat. When you do these 5 things, what are those 5 things? Associate with devotees, read Srila Prabhupada's books, chant Hare Krishna, eat a devotional diet, dance in front of the Lord, be a devotee, and encourage others. 5th is encourage others, A, B, C, D, E, encourage others to do the same. Then, you know, we can please our spiritual master. And when our spiritual master becomes pleased, he feels happy that he initiated us. Otherwise, why take initiation? Just so that you can get a name and have the spiritual master as a trophy. Look at my spiritual master. My spiritual master is the best spiritual master. Why? Because he was so fortunate. He initiated me. If he had not initiated me, he would not be the best spiritual master. But he initiated me. How fortunate he is, right? So let's sing the glories of my spiritual master. He initiated me and became the best spiritual master. How lucky he is. This is not the purpose of initiation, please. The purpose of initiation is to see Krishna face to face. And there is a person who will stop you from seeing Krishna face to face. And that is Yogamaya. Yogamaya will not let you see Krishna face to face. Won't even let Krishna see you face to face. If we have even one iota of cheating mentality in us, the wrong agenda in our heart, keep your hearts very clean. Prabhupada said this process is simple for the simple-hearted. Stay simple-hearted. The best examples of simple-hearted are the little grandchildren that we have here. They're the examples of simple-hearted. They stand, they dance, they move around like they own the temple, right? They do own the temple. Who does the temple belong to? The temple belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Every one of us is a child of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They're so carefree. They can actually learn and practice Krishna consciousness perfectly. So please, let's do that. Let's please Jayaprataka Swami Maharaj, who has set such a good example for us. I often say how many difficulties he has gone through. How many of us can say we have gone through even 1% of the difficulties that he has gone through? I think if we all combine all of our difficulties together, it still won't be 1% of the difficulties he has gone through. And do you see him becoming less enthusiastic about Krishna consciousness? Do you see him complaining that such and such person sucks, or such and such situation sucks, or anything like that? Do you ever hear him saying anything negative about anybody? Except when he's chastising his disciple, of course. He has the right to chastise his disciples if they're not behaving. But other than that, do you ever see him coming out of his mouth a negative statement? Why? Because he's excited. He's living a magical life. The biggest problems of the world cannot drown his Krishna consciousness, because nothing stops Krishna consciousness. So for us, this is a first-class example, better than a first-class example. Let's follow this example, and please, the world is suffering out there. We got the best president that the United States could ever have had in its life, President Trump. We're very fortunate to have Donald Trump as the president of the United States of America. You might think that sounds like a silly statement. It's not. It's a very intelligent statement. I'm not joking. It may be a laughing statement. I'm not joking. President Trump is shaking up America. He's making people think for the first time. How should one behave? How should one do things? Because if one misbehaves and becomes the president of the United States of America, now you can see that this is what was happening before too, except that the other ones were just polished. More polished than he is. He's not polished, that's all. He's like a diamond in the rough. The other ones were a little polished. That was all. But they were still rascals. Prabhupada often said that. That the leaders of this world, the political leaders of the world, are the biggest crooks. We need good political leaders in this world. Who are going to become the great political leaders of the world? You and I. Our children will become the greatest political leaders of this world. It is time we, the devotees, rose up and did something worthwhile. And not live these dull lives that others live. It's not our purpose. So we're very fortunate in the United States of America. Now we have an opportunity to preach because more than yesterday I was reading, more than 60% of America is clinically depressed. Out of that 60%, 1/10 of them admit it. The other 90% do not admit it. That's all. And that number is going to grow from 60 to hopefully 70 or 80 under President Trump. Why that needs to happen is there is a definition of depression that you should know. Depression is actually a very good thing. It's not a bad thing. Depression means separation from Krishna. When one becomes separated from Krishna, one will be depressed. Actually, the fact is that 100% of the population is depressed from a Krishna conscious point of view. Now that the material conception is catching up to the Hare Krishna conception of this depression, now people understand, you really want to get out of depression? You better come to embrace Guru and Krishna. You embrace Guru and Krishna, you'll get out of depression. You don't embrace Guru and Krishna, then you belong to wherever you are having a hellish condition of life. We are where we are. There's a saying in English. You are where you are. And what that means is, any one of us, whatever situation we're in, it's because we created that situation. The scriptures actually make a very powerful statement. The only person who can harm me is me. And so we have put ourselves in this position of coming to the material world to enjoy separately from Krishna. Now we're learning the lesson that this is not working for us. The only way to correct ourselves is to become humble and accept. I made a mistake. I shouldn't have come to the material world. Now let me go back to the spiritual world. And how can I go back to the spiritual world? In the association of devotees. Stay in the association of devotees. Especially devotees who speak strongly, who criticize us. They are the best devotees. They are our best friends. Devotees who don't criticize us, who are always very nice to us, are not really very nice devotees because they're not encouraging us to give up our bad habits. We need to give up our bad habits. And of course, we can say that publicly. We don't say that privately too much. Privately, don't criticize the devotee. Publicly, you can criticize, but privately, don't criticize devotee, because then the devotee will feel you're intimate with them. At that time, you don't need to be criticizing them. But publicly, if you're speaking in front of then we need to speak strongly against devotees who don't follow the principles, who don't want to do the right thing. Because we're like policemen. Policemen cannot steal. Others steal, the judge might let them go. Policeman steals, that's a different story. So please, these are the days, like the day of Vyasa Puja, that we remind ourselves we have a very serious purpose in our lives. Except that one thing today is that our mood is a very happy mood. We're so happy. We've been rescued by our spiritual master. Our spiritual master saved us. So we're very happy. We're celebrating. On the disappearance days of a spiritual master or any acharya, we're still celebrating, but we're in a bit of a somber mood. That day we commit ourselves, recommit ourselves to the process. But today we remind ourselves of the process, that we must commit ourselves. But today is a day of great happiness for all of us. Every one of us should be all smiles ear to ear, that we're so fortunate that Jayapataka Maharaj came into our lives and rescued us and actually is taking all types of trouble today. And the best news I heard this morning was that he is now coming to Dallas. So we're very, very fortunate. He will be with us in Dallas. And this is a time to take maximum advantage of a person. When they're in the city, our own city, it means Krishna has come in the form of the spiritual master. That is what is happening. He's become happy with us. Somehow we're pleasing Kalachanji, and Kalachanji is becoming happy. So he's telling spiritual master, you please come to Dallas. And spiritual master and Kalachanji have direct line. Actually, spiritual master is Kalachanji. Come to this world to hold our hand and walk us back, because Kalachanji initially doesn't want to do that. He wants us to see him face to face before he'll hold our hand too. So here's a little, two standards. One standard, the easy standard, the spiritual master. The other, tough standard, the deity. But both of them are the same. Just like a parent, right? Sometimes a parent is very nice to the children, very loving to the children. Other times, a parent can be a little strict with the child. So we see that in the case of Kalachanji as well. And if you hear the description of Kalachanji from Jayapataka Maharaj's mouth, you'll come to know who Kalachanji is in person, in reality. And then you'll think to yourself, there is nothing else that I need to do in my life but to show my love to Kalachanji, to take care of Kalachanji instead of having Kalachanji take care of me. Krishna consciousness doesn't mean that the deity takes care of us. Krishna consciousness means we take care of the deity. Have we taken that responsibility? Are we serious about that responsibility? These are the questions we need to ask ourselves. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Nityananda Prabhu. I would like to invite Sucharya Mataji to speak a few words and offer to His Holiness Jayapataki Swami Guru Maharaj. And she's an initiated disciple of Srila Prabhupada. So, you know, we are very fortunate to have her with us. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. It's so wonderful to see all of you here today for this joyous celebration. Oh, Mataji, thanks. I don't deserve it. I'd like to offer my most humble obeisances to His Holiness Jayapataka Swami, who is the most faithful, loving servant of Prabhupada, along with all the other spiritual masters and Vaishnavas who are, with their very lives, are just spreading love for Krishna and developing all the good qualities of the devotees, 26 qualities. And specifically, when you hear Maharaj speak, just by his words, he's feeling the whole emotion of the spiritual world, and he's transmitting it to us. He has such a deep desire to bring all persons back home, back to Godhead. You have pure love of Krishna, because whenever one listens to your speaking, as with all the other spiritual masters, then one immediately starts thinking of Lord Krishna deeply. And this is such a blessing and a benediction. You give the most precious jewel of love for Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, Srimati Radharani. We are so grateful. We listened to a recent lecture that you gave about when Lord Krishna went to the Swayamvar of Satyadevi in Chennai. And it was such a beautiful lecture that it was like being in the spiritual world. So it was a January lecture. I think it was January 14th. But please try to listen to it. You probably already have, but it was wonderful. And to have the determination and love that these real Vaishnavas have would be so wonderful, to have just a drop of it, to have just a little bit of sincerity. Lord Krishna, he claims every soul as his own. And you truly have also taken that mission, the pure mission to give love for Krishna to everyone. We can never begin to thank you. Please help us to overcome the weakness within. You are always happy and blissful in Krishna consciousness. And your disciples and your well-wishers are all here to support you in every way. And we thank you. We can't begin to thank you, but we're so grateful for everything that you do to bring us closer to Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you, Mataji. Now, I would like to invite His Grace Rupanuga Prabhu to say a few words and give offering to Guru Maharaj.
Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Shimati Jaya Pataka Swamaniti Namine Jaya Maharaj.
Thank you.
I've not had a great deal of history with Maharaj, apart from, I think, at one point in time when he came to Dallas, I was given the charge of making sure that all the sannyasis' cloth got washed and back to them, pressed and back to them. That was my honor. But this morning, as I was listening to the class that was given by Maharaj, I was wondering: did he give that class earlier today in Mayapur? Is that where he is now?
Last of the day, second day of Mayapur.
When?
The Vyas Puja day this year, Vyas Puja in Mayapur, the second day he gave this class.
I see. Anyhow, I turned to my wife and I said, you know, I think he's got to be one of the most courageous men that I've ever met. And the reason is that I was thinking that if I had gone through the physical trauma that he has gone through, I'm quite certain that I would have gone and sat down and said, okay, Krishna, you don't want me to preach? I won't preach. and yet he appears not to have slowed down very much. Of course, he has to have a lot of help. That means some of his select disciples get a great deal of opportunity to serve this man. So I'm just thinking that how very, very fortunate everybody who is either a disciple or an aspiring disciple of His Holiness is today to be sitting here knowing that your spiritual master is still on the planet. And those of you who are aspiring to take initiation from Srila Jaya Pataka Swami Raj, I would like to encourage you to do this as soon as you can. Because as some of us are, he's not getting any younger. And we never know when we ourselves, when we top the age of 70, are going to be leaving the planet. And, of course, Maharaj, I think today is 68, isn't he? Yeah. So, he's getting on up in the years, and he's had this trauma. So if you really, really are intent on taking initiation from him, I would very much encourage you to do it sooner rather than later. And that's about all I've got to say. So thank you very much, all of you, for coming and being with us here. We really appreciate the participation here in the Dallas community that all of you are performing so many worthy acts. And you're meeting together outside the temple in your homes and helping encourage each other in your spiritual life. And that's really, really an essential item. Because it's really, really hard to make any progress on your very own. So thank you all very much for being here, representing one of the finest men that walks planet today.
Thank you, Rupanuga Prabhu. So now I will read offering from His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. He wrote an offering to Guru Maharaj. Dear His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, please accept my respectful obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. I, on this special and sacred day of your Vyasa Puja, I wish to extend my sincerest gratitude to you. Your lifetime of devotional service, at times in most difficult situations, is a tribute to your surrender and your love for Srila Prabhupada, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Vaishnava community. It is a joy to see how your wisdom and compassion are uplifting people to Krishna all over the world. I feel your encouragement upon me is Srila Prabhupada's priceless blessing. You are a great inspiration in my life. With my sincerest gratitude and prayers for your good health, your servant Radhanath Swami. Now I would like to invite Mathura Nath Prabhu to give his offering to Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. So like Rupa Nuga Prabhu was saying, I also was not fortunate enough to get so much of Maharaj's association. I do remember, I think I've told this story before, but I remember one time when he came here, I was supposed to take him downtown, and he was looking at some type of equipment that they thought they could use maybe in India. So I drove him downtown with he and his servant. And when he got out of the car, he asked his servant for his wallet. And so his servant started looking around. He couldn't find the wallet. So, you know, Maharaj was saying, well, where's my wallet? And so he was, you know, going through his bag. And I was thinking, oh, God, I know what, you know, I know how he feels. And so finally he just said, I don't know, Maharaj, I think I lost your wallet. And so when he said that, I was thinking, oh, man, if this was my Guru Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Goswami, I'd be crawling under the car right now, you know. And so, but Maharaj didn't really, he didn't get angry, but he did turn to the disciple, and he said, you better be glad I'm not Tamal Krishna Goswami, because if I was, you'd be that little spot in the road right there. So that's how he chastised him, and I always remember that story. It was such a nice story. So, you know, as we get older, like Rupa Nuga is getting older, you know, so as we get older, our body starts to have all these, you know, it starts to break down, have difficulties, pain and everything. And sometimes we think, well, you know, I just don't feel like I can do my service or whatever. But when I start to feel that way, I always think of Maharaj, Jaya Pataka Maharaj, because like Rupa Nuga and Nityananda Prabhu both were saying, he's been through so much difficulty with his body, and yet he doesn't let that stop him at all. He continues to travel like he's coming here again and preach. And so when I think of Maharaj, I think of Bhishma, Dave, when Bhishma was laying on the bed of arrows. And he's laying on the bed of arrows there, and he's still, the Pandavas come to him for counsel, for advice, and Bhishma keeps preaching to them. And so this reminds me of Jaya Pataka Maharaj, because he's such a warrior. He's, you know, he's from, for his very last breath, he's going to be preaching and you know, and traveling. And so he's like I said, he's just such an amazing warrior, and he's such an inspiration for me. And mostly I know him, like I said, through his disciples, like Sucharu Sham Prabhu and Sarojai Mata Prabhu and so many of his wonderful disciples. So I just wanted to thank Maharaj for his inspiration, and also wanted to thank him for his wonderful disciples that do so much service here at our temple. So Jai. So then it's Jai Pataka Maharaj Ki. Jai.
Thank you. Now I would like to invite His Grace Arjun Krishna Prabhu to give his offering.
Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prastaya, Bhakti Srimati Bhakti Vidanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gauravani, Vacharane, Nirvasesa Singhavadi, Paschatadi, Shitarane, Namon Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prastaya, Bhutale Srimati, Tamal Krishna Goswami Iti Namane. Bunch of couple to the Vyas Chakri, Pasindu Vyava Chapatitanam, Bhavanevio, Vaishnavio Namon. Thank you, everyone, for attending this wonderful celebration. Thank you, Prabhu. We're so fortunate to be able to sit amongst a giant. And surely, Srila Jayapataka Maharaj is a giant in more than one way. He is one of the very most dynamic preachers on this planet, in our solar system, in the universe. And I just wanted to share one pastime that I had experienced with him on Govardhan when we were in celebrating the Pushpa Samadhi of my spiritual master in 2003. We had an incredible celebration, an incredible feast, and at the very end of the feast, Jayapataka Maharaj and Kavichandra Maharaj showed up. And I'm thinking, why did they, everything, all the prasadams being put away, you know, and why are they showing up now? He says, Maharaj, you came a little late. He says, you know, I wanted it this way. I wanted to take the remnants of the devotees of the celebration feast. I says, well, is there something I could do for you? Can I get you something? How can I serve you? You know, this is a great time to take opportunity to serve such great Vaishnavas in the Holy Dham on such a special occasion, the celebration of Pushpa Samadhi for my spiritual master. And it was the very first time I was in India. So I says, Maharaj, please let me serve both of you somehow. Let me do some service. He says, Arjun Krishna, he says, the way you could serve me is by letting me serve you. I almost passed out. I says, you are such an exalted Vaishnava, pure devotee, Paramahamsa, and you're wanting to serve me? I says, this is... I says, no, Maharaj. I says, okay, I'll make you a deal. So I says, the only way I could serve you is by letting me serve you. He says, that's Vaishnava attitude. So anyway, while we were having this little conversation, some devotees brought some, you know, prasadam to Kavichandra Maharaj and Jayapataka Maharaj. So Maharaj says, just sit down for a second. I want to talk with you, you know, a little bit. While he was eating prasadam, he says, your spiritual master and I were very, very close. I really cherished his association, his leadership, and he went on to praise my spiritual master, Tamal Krishna Goswami. So then I says, well, now I have to praise him. I said, but Maharaj, this is all true, but you are such an incredible personality. Your classes, your dancing. I remember when he was here in Dallas, it was in the early 80s, and we had this kirtan. And Jayapataka Maharaj, as we all know, is well known for his whompers. And we had this kirtan, and it was so ecstatic. He was blasting on these whompers and dancing so many. I really thought the temple room was shaking because of his movement, his power, his tenacity, and blasting on these whompers. I just couldn't get enough of it. And then his sikha fell out, and you know, it was way down, and I'm thinking, God, this is like the spiritual world. This man is so magnanimous. You know, he oozes just greatness, power, tenacity. Just how proud Prabhupada would be, is. His preaching was incredible. He sat right here, and he gave a class, and it was called, Maternath remembers this, it was in Rupanuga, You Must Cry for Krishna. And I'll give it to you in a little nutshell, and the class was like, and we have to surrender our life to Krishna. We cannot let our hearts be so hard like rock. We should cry for Krishna. And if we're not crying for Krishna, then we should cry that we're not crying for Krishna. And if we don't cry for Krishna, then we should cry that we're not crying, that we're not crying. And he went on and on till he was just literally yelling, and if we don't cry for Krishna, meanwhile all the kids are screaming and crying and door people are leaving in and out, you know, the whole temple room is like, you know, and you must cry. Why are our hearts so much like rock? Wow, that's unbelievable. It was an incredible. I'm sure that tape is available. It was from the early 80s in Dallas here. And and he always had such an incredible influence on me. I want to be like this devotee, you know. Of course, I'll never be so nowhere near that. But I would like to be like this devotee. So at the conclusion, not to go off the original story, we were sitting at Govardhan, and Jai Pataka Maharaj saying, so I seen Arjun Krishna that you were like up in the front of the whole celebration, that I gather that your spiritual master was very, very dear to you. I says, well, all of my God brothers and God sisters are very dear to my spiritual master. He says, and he looked at me right dead in my eye, and he says, if there is anything that I can do for you, please let me know. I will personally take care of it. And I took that as like the most, I don't know how, I can't express it in words, but it was, we were having a lot of hard times. You know, when you lose your spiritual master, it's a hard thing to do. So he was trying to console me, and he did it so much. After he said that to me, Maharaj, I said, Maharaj, just let me serve you somehow while I'm here in the Holy Dham. Anyway, I got to serve him a little lunch one time, and then during Mangalarti, he was doing the puja, the arti, to Radha Madhava. And I was up in the front where I always like to be, close to the sadhus, all the great sannyasis, gurus. And somehow or another, I was thinking, boy, if I could, he was offering the flower to Radha Madhava. And I'm thinking, boy, if I could just, if he would throw that flower to me, I would just keep it forever, you know. And he got finished. And out of the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people that were there, he looked at me and he tossed me that flower, and I caught it out of hundreds of people trying to catch it. I says, this is such mercy. And I just developed, you know, in the beginning of my Krishna consciousness, I didn't know, after Prabhupada left, I didn't know who I was going to take as a spiritual master. And I really didn't know my spiritual master that well. I've heard of Tamal Krishna Goswami, but I knew who Jai Pataka Maharaj and Ridayananda Maharaj was. And I says, one of those two, I think I'm going to, you know, try to get initiated from. Well, that never happened somehow or another. I met Gurudev, and history speaks for itself. But indebted to Srila Jai Pataka Maharaj, I had a little confrontation here that he always wears Nisringa Pavitras. Some of you may have witnessed this, and I may have told this story because it's something that I'll live with for the rest of my life. That he always wears these Pavitras, and my spiritual master had given me a couple of these Pavitras, Tamal Krishna. So I thought, wow, this is an opportunity for me to have some exchange with Srila Jayapataka Maharaj while he was here just a couple months ago. So I brought one of my spiritual masters, Pavitra, and I wanted to give it to him. So while he was here in class, I asked his servant, Sri Arjun, I think his name was, or Arjun, it was another Arjuna. I says, when can I give this to Srila Jayapataka Maharaj? He says, well, he's going to be going to Nityananda Prabhu's house. Maybe you could catch him, you know, in transit. Well, he wanted to see my guru, Maharaj, and his samadhi. So I said, this is working out perfect because it'll give me plenty of time. So when he stopped at the samadhi, he requested some flowers, and they brought out a big plate of flowers, and he offered them to Tamal Krishna Goswami's samadhi. And then everybody offered flowers, and that was the time where he was free. So I says, Srila Jayapataka Maharaj, we met in India before, and I met you a couple times here in Dallas. I says, I want to offer you one of my Guru Maharaj's pavitras. And he was like, he called one of his servants over, and I heard him. He says, is he saying that he wants to give me one of Tamal Krishna Goswami's pavitras? He says, yes. And he looked up at me, and his eyes were like saucers. He says, this is Tamal Krishna Goswami's pavitra? I says, yes. He wore it? I says, yeah, he wore it for a long time. He says, yes, oh, yeah. So I put it on him. I says, but there's a catch. He says, huh? I says, but we want one of your pavitras in return. He says, huh? I says, yeah, the Dallas disciple, devotees here, and we don't know when you're coming back, Maharaj, so please leave us something for us to remember you by, you know. So he had all these garlands on, and the pavitra, and then his little wire thing that, you know, and he's trying to struggle to get his pavitra off, and that particular pavitra had three strands, so it wasn't like a solid one like this. It had three strands. So he managed to get it off finally, and he gave it to me. And I was just in awe. So I brought it up to my spiritual master's photo and his samadhi, and I put it on the picture. And I know I'm going on long. I'll end this quick. There's other people that got to speak. So I put it on there. I paid my obeisances. I went. I grabbed his lotus feet, and I prayed that one day I could do some nice service to the Vaishnavas here in Dallas, my spiritual master, and to you, Srila Jayapataka Maharaj. I got up, and that was that story. So Nityananda Prabhu was getting ready to close the doors on the samadhi. And I says, hey, wait a second, I got to get that pavitra from my guru name because someone else will take it, you know. So I got the pavitra, I put it in a plastic bag, and then he went to Nityananda Prabhu's house. But as I was walking away, he thanked me. He says, thank you so much. That was a very, very nice present that you've given me. And I said, thank you for coming, Srila Jayapataka Maharaj. So thank you, all his disciples, like Maturnath said, doing so much service in this Radhakali Chanji Dham. Wonderful, wonderful devotees. And anybody, like Nityananda Prabhu says, or Rupanuga Prabhu said, if you're going to get initiated by him, do it right away. Don't wait. He's certainly a most qualified guru. And my spiritual master told me that anybody who follows Srila Jayapataka Maharaj will certainly go back to Godhead. Jayapataka Maharaj ki jai! Srila Prabhupada ki jai!
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. So I'll just read offering from Sachidananda Swami Maharaj. Dear Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. It is my great honor to address you on this Vyasa Puja day. The appearance of such a devotee is very auspicious to the world. What would the world be without His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj? How many souls has He inspired? How many souls are maintained on their spiritual path by Him? How many projects has Maharaj founded? How many countries has He guided? Where would Mayapur be without His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj? Where the temple of Vedic Planetarium be? Many, many projects, devotees and lives are carried by this wonderful Vaishnava. I have no doubt that His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj is one of these great devotees empowered by Krishna, and I request all His disciples and followers to take His example and very seriously and wholeheartedly engage in the merciful mission of Maharaj, which he does in the service of Srila Prabhupada. My dear Jayapataka Maharaj, please know that I am greatly appreciating your service and personal example, and I wish you a lot of health and strength so that it will be easy for you to live your glorious life in Krishna consciousness. Wish you all the best. Sachidananda Swami. Now, I would like to invite Achintya Prabhu to give his offering.
Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Pashtaya, Bhutala Simhate, Jayapata Kashami Guru Mundi. Namo Asharja Padaya, Nita Kepai Padana Gora Padana. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Pashtaya, Bhutala Simhate, Bhakti Vandu Shandi, Namaste Shashwati Guru, Nupachani Vishnu, Nupachani Jai Chikana Shri Guru. I am so happy because I have no qualification, no quality, but I get a shelter from the Jayapataka Swami like that Vaishnav. That's due to his all bodily difficulties till now, for 24 hours, whole of his life, he is distributing the name and fame of Krishna and Guru. I remember first day I got opportunity to get his darshan at Qatar. That time I was not the devotee. There is big program going on. End of the program, Guru Maharaj give opportunity to people come to him and ask any question privately. So I feel why I will not go to him. So I went to him at the last and I asked him, Maharaj, I want to take shelter to a lotus feet, but I can't. So, can you do something for me? Immediately he told, no problem. I will do a special prayer to Krishna for you. And I was very happy. And the end of the program, what he did, he told his devotee, their leader devotee, he gave my name, and end of the program, somebody announced me, who is Ashok? Who is Ashok? Yes, I am. He told, Guru Maharaj, give a special order to take care of you. So you should present every our programs. So after that, I was in program, and Guru Maharaj, His mercy I got, I take shelter to lotus feet of Guru Maharaj. So I am very happy because I have no quality and qualification to, I get the initiation like Vaishnav. So I pray to God, please give more blessing to Guru Maharaj that he can exist in this world even so many years with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Bol. Now I would like to invite Veda Mataji to give her offering. Veda Mataji is here? Okay, okay. Okay, so next, Puranandar Prabhu. Thank you.
Hare Krishna to everyone. I just want to tell you about our personal experience. How do we get that initiation from Japataka Maharaj? My name is Sudhanya Purandar Das and my wife is Apara Shachidevi Dashi. There are no words to describe how merciful Guru Maharaj is and how merciful he is to us. I will always remember that day we had initiation on May 25th, 2016. We had no qualification, no education, yet he gave us his mercy and initiate to us and due to his mercy and Krishna's mercy. We always be devoted and strive to be more Krishna consciousness every day. I remember thinking that day, 25th May 2016, there will be no initiation for us. So me and my wife were just praying to Krishna. All of a sudden, we heard that the temple president, Nityananda Prabhu, was calling us. The next thing we knew was that we were getting initiation by Guru Maharaj. All of this happened due to his mercy and the mercy of Sri Krishna and Gauranga. In life, there are many distances where we are not qualified, yet Krishna will guide you in the right direction and make miracles happen. We should always pray to our Guru and Krishna and understand that no matter what, everything will be all right. Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj ki jai. Nitai Guru Pranandi, Hari Bol.
Hari Bol, thank you. Now I would like to invite Veda Mataji for give her offering.
Hare Krishna. By the mercy of Guru and Krishna, I've known Guru Maharaj since I was a baby. I've had the good fortune of having different pastimes with him, different relationships with him. And now I have the highest relationship with him, which is that of the disciple and the guru. One particular incident that always comes to my mind that was the sealing factor in me taking initiation from him was back in 2000 and I think it was 8 or 9. I went for the Navmandal Parikram in Mayapur, and I had just gone with a few devotees from Bangalore, but my father wasn't there during the Parikram. He wasn't staying with us at the campsites every day. Guru Maharaj personally made it his mission to make sure that I was okay, that I was eating, that I was well taken care of. It so happened that I had some kind of an infection, like a swelling in my ear, so they had to kind of like cut off some skin, and so I had a... So as soon as he found out about that, he rushed to the little tent that we call the medical tent during the parikrams, and he was waiting outside with a very angry expression on his face. So I came out smiling, you know, because I was okay. And then we offered obeisances, and I had a few friends with me, some older Matajis. And he looked at me and he's like, I had one responsibility, and that was to take care of you when your father wasn't around. And I failed. And he looked so... And after that, the next day, he kept sending devotees to me saying, are you Veda Mataji? You have to come sit in the car. Guru Maharaj asked you to sit in the car. You're not supposed to walk and finish the parikram. And it was my first parikram, so I was like, no, I'm going to finish it. And so this happened for a couple of hours, and then finally I see this huge crowd coming. So we knew Guru Maharaj is coming. So he stops by, and he looks at me, and he goes, you, come here. So I ran to him, and he said, I asked you to come sit in the car and finish your parikram. You're not supposed to walk. And I was like, no, I'm fine. That was my relationship. I was so much in awe and reverent. Like, I had that for him, but it was more a loving exchange with him. And so I was like, no, Guru Maharaj, I want to finish it. There's just 2 days left, and I would like to walk. And he looks at me, and he goes, you're so stubborn. So he walked with me the rest of that day. He made sure I was with him. Anyways, fast forward 2 days, and then the last day we always have, like, a get-together at Rajapur Jagannath, and we discuss our realizations, and my father happened to be there. And so someone came and said, Guru Maharaj would like you to speak and give your realizations about the parikram this year. And it was my first parikram, so I went there. So by the time I walked to the mic, I got the most glorious introduction from no one else but Guru Maharaj. And he's like, and this is Veda, and she's the daughter of my really dear disciples, Vibhav Krishnadas and Harshavardhini. And so he spoke like for a minute about my parents, and he's like, and she is the most stubborn person I have ever come across. And he said, and so everybody started laughing, and he said, but in a good way. And I didn't deserve it, but he said, she has done her first parikram, walked barefoot all 7 days, stayed in the tents. But it was just so amazing. It's like when you're a child and your teacher praises you, that love that you feel. That day I looked at him and I realized that he was more than just my best friend. He was going to be my spiritual master. And if I just held on to him, his little finger, I know that I would be taken back to Godhead. And so a few years later, here I am, and I am very, very grateful to have known him through all the relationships that I've had with him. And I only wish that I get to see him more, and I get to experience sweeter pastimes with him. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol. Thank you. Now I would like to invite Manjuli Mataji to give her offering to Guru Maharaj.
నమో విష్ణు పదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్థాయ భూతుల శ్రీమతి తమల కృష్ణ గోస్వామి తినామని నమో విష్ణు పదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్థాయ భూతుల శ్రీమతి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి తినామని నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్ దేశత జై శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధా శివసి గౌర్ భక్త వృంద. On this very auspicious day of Maharaj's Vyasa Puja, So many thoughts came to my mind. The first thought came was, how did I meet this Supreme Personality, such an amazing, amazing personality? And it so happens that I'm blessed in this family, in my family, with amazing gurus. My Guru Maharaj, my husband's Guru Maharaj is Tamakrishna Maharaj. My elder son's Guru Maharaj is Ritadvaja Maharaj. My elder daughter-in-law's Maharaj is Jaipataka Maharaj. My younger son is inspiring from Ritadvaja Maharaj, and my younger daughter-in-law is inspiring from Radhanath Maharaj. Can't ask for anything more. Amazing group of personalities that we get a chance to serve. My first meeting with the Jaipataka Maharaj was actually through my spiritual master. We had got initiated from my spiritual master, so then my husband was, you have to preach to your parents. They have to become devotees. So I said, okay. So I would slowly preach them. My father being a very stubborn person, not really interested in Krishna consciousness. My mother was a real devotee. So, but I was there for some time, so I would preach slowly, slowly. Then I introduced them to my Guru Maharaj. And my Guru Maharaj said, you know what, Manjuali, I would love to initiate your parents because they are your parents, but I would have been no use to them because I don't go to southern part of India at all. And it's very important for a disciple to be in association with the guru. What's the point in having a guru and you just hardly meet that guru? So he said, but Jaipataka Maharaj is the guru for southern part of India. So why don't you introduce them to Jaipataka Maharaj, and that way they can get initiated. And so that's how I got Jaipataka Maharaj in my life, through my parents. And once I met him, you know, we used to go for the Vyas Pujas, and the way he used to celebrate, I have never seen any spiritual master celebrate his Vyasa Puja as opulently as his is celebrated, with so much enthusiasm. As you see today also, the variety, the offerings over here is like more than 250 offerings the disciples have made. And just not disciples, there are a lot of other devotees, disciples of other spiritual masters who have also given an offering to this amazing personality. And so that's how I got to know this person. And he has done so many amazing things for ISKCON that I feel like each and every person should be indebted to this personality. It's just not they're his disciples. I think every disciple of every guru should be indebted to this person for being able to do so much for Mayapur and for the whole world. My Guru Maharaj in one Vyas Puja offering mentioned, that is not his Vyas Puja, but Jaipataka Maharaj's Vyas Puja offering. Apparently I was there, my Guru Maharaj was there, I think a few other disciples were there. In that offering he said, only Jaipataka Maharaj can do this. And he was explaining an incident that was happening during Janmashtami. Jaipataka Maharaj comes into Mayapur the day before Janmashtami from overseas. It's an international flight he takes. He oversees the whole Janmashtami celebrations at Mayapur. Then the whole night he does not sleep. He makes sure that Prabhupada's appearance day is equally first class for the next day. So he doesn't sleep the whole night. He's making sure everything is first class for the next day. He celebrates that day, and the very second day he goes back overseas. So that's Jaipataka Maharaj. He's always on the go trying to preach Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mission. He is a very close associate of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And we are very, very lucky to have him amongst us. But one thing really struck me on Thursday. Thursday I was talking to one of his disciples, and that disciple had tears in her eyes. And I said, why? What's happened? What's wrong? He said, no, Mataji, I was listening to a lecture on one of Maharaj's Vyasa Puja day, where one guru is giving a class, and then after the class, the guru was actually praising Maharaj so much. And after the Vyasa Puja class, one devotee asks him a question, and the question is, Maharaj, is my Guru Maharaj committed so many sins that he has to suffer so much? That was the question asked, because Maharaj is going through so much of health problems. And he immediately said, no, it's not his sins that's causing him that problem. It's your sins that are causing him that problem. It's the disciple's sins that are causing the problem for the guru. It's not the guru. The guru is actually very merciful. The guru is taking up all the sins of the disciples. So I was thinking actually that, you know what, we always every year praise our spiritual master to the sky. We really do so much for him, like cooking and all that. But really, what are we doing Krishna consciously? Are we really, really serious about our Krishna consciousness? Because if we were, then our guru would not suffer that much. And so I was thinking that this is one day that all of us should ponder upon our own selves, look within ourselves and see, are we really doing the right thing? You know, it's so easy to become a disciple. Jayapataka Maharaj is very merciful. He wants to give mercy to everybody. He initiates people left, right and center because he wants to give the mercy. He wants them to join the movement so then they have a chance to go back to Godhead. But what are we doing in return for him? So I thought that, you know, this is one day I felt like we should all ponder on our lifestyle and on ourselves and see how much can we really do for these spiritual masters who are doing so much for their spiritual master and so on. So I just wanted to put this little bit in there on this day, and I'm very sorry if I've offended anybody, but this is one day, please look into yourselves and see whether you're doing the right thing or the wrong thing. And if you can do more for your spiritual master, that's the only way you can make him happy. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol. Thank you, Mataji.
So just a small announcement. There will be a big feast around 1 o'clock, so please stay till the feast. Thank you. And any guests are welcome as well. I would like to invite Anotama Radhika Mataji to give her offering to Guru Maharaj.
All glories to Guru and Gauranga. My name is Anutama Radhika Devi. My name is Anuttama Radhika Devidasi. I am disciple of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. I am a very small person to glorify, but I can tell you one thing, whether I am a small or a big, my Guru's heart is so big that He is thousands and millions of miles away from me, but He takes care of me. I have realized this one. It was maybe 10 or 15 years back. I was going to go to Mangal Arati, and I have to dress deities, bed deities. That day, prior to that day, we had a function in our temple. It was in Bahrain. We had a very big hall, which is called Jayapataka Swami Maharaj Hall. And His Holiness Bhakti Vishwambar Maharaj was giving lecture. Hall was very much full. I did not get a place to sit. But there was a place where Guru Maharaj's photo was kept. And it so happened that I came and I sat down next to Guru Maharaj's place, near to his place. And I got a message from kitchen, you are urgently needed in the kitchen. I did not think of anything. I left everything and I went. After function was over, next day early in the morning, around 2:33, suddenly I woke up. I was dreaming Guru Maharaj is standing in front of me and telling me, don't worry, bed duties properly. I'm taking care of you. I was just astonished. Why Guru Maharaj is telling me like this? Tomorrow I have to go. And why he is giving me instruction? When I got ready and I went down to car, I saw my bag is missing. Then Prabhuji said, you are forgetful. When you go to temple, you forget everything like that. And he gave me his car key. He said, you go ahead. I will come after, for the Bhagavatam class, which was taking place around after the Guru Aarti. I left. When I went to temple, my elder godbrother met me. He said, what happened? I said, very strange, Prabhuji. Today I saw Guru Maharaj. He was telling me, you made DT properly. I'm taking care of you. Then he said, don't worry. If you have faith in Guru, he will reveal that to you. Then everything was over. Mangal Aarti was over. I dressed DT properly. And when I was getting down, I met our President Prabhu. He said, what's wrong with you? I said, nothing. He said, you were talking to Murthy Mohan and he was telling something. Then I said, yes, Prabhuji, I forgot. Yesterday I lost my bag. In my bag, Prabhuji's paycheck was there, my paycheck was there, our house keys were there, car keys there, credit card were there, my cell phone also was there. I don't know where I kept it. And then one of our godbrother came and he said, oh, there is something ringing in the Jaipataka Swami Maharaj hall. And when everybody went there, I just rang my cell phone. I took somebody's phone and I rang. It was just right behind the below the Jaipataka Swami Maharaj, my Guru Maharaj, the place where his photo was kept. And I realized how he is instructing me that I should do my service properly and not to any hindrance or any in my mind that I should get material attachment and I should not neglect duties. That was his instruction and he revealed myself. I'm not the only one person who is having this problem. One of our godbrother, when the Hyderabad temple was started, he was along with the other deities. Very small temple it was. And that place was donated by some person to Guru Maharaj for making temple. And this temple was just like a small hut. And people, dacoits were used to come in that place. So people advised them, you should have a rifle. So they got license and they kept one rifle along with them. It so happened the person passed away and his relatives, they don't want that place to a temple to be built in that place. They wanted their place back. So they were troubling these people. And the dacoits came to attack temple, they closed the door. But one of the devotees, he fired the rifle, and because of them they arrested. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They got arrested. When Guru Maharaj came to know that their disciples are in trouble, he cancelled all his meeting and he went to Mayapur. From Mayapur to Hyderabad he went and he just fell down in front of that inspector. When he saw a sannyasi who is coming and bowing down to me. Thank you. Bowing down to me, he started crying. He called his all higher authorities. He said, sannyasi is touching my feet. I don't want to commit any offense towards him. Because in Hindu religion, it is believed that if any sannyasi is touching your feet, means your previous generation people and coming generation peoples will have to suffer hell. So he started crying. When they came to know, when the Jaipataka Swami Maharaj has come, they have investigated, they released all the devotees, and just like a mother, Guru Maharaj put his arms around them and hugged them. So there are so many stories we know about Guru Maharaj. The people, they say that the sun rises in the east and goes to west. But for me, my sun has risen in the west and come to east to deliver us. All glories to Guru Maharaj. All glories to Guru Prabhupada. All Ananda Leela Maya Vigraya Hemanga Divya Chavi Sundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Radha Kunda Girivara Mahirvaso Prapto Yasya Kruta Shri Guru Tam Namosmi Hare Krishna Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, we have a small humble request. I know it's a very auspicious day that we are celebrating. We are honoring a very, very special personality, Haribol. So I would humbly request, if you have children that are making noise, please respect the speaker and kindly maintain silence. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
I would like to invite His Grace Sarvajaya Madhav Prabhu to give his offering.
Hare Krishna. ओम जानते मन दस्य कहने जान से लगे चक्षुर में तो मेरा तस्मय श्री गुरु नमः नमः ओम विष्णु बदाय कृष्ण बदाय भूतले श्रीमते जय पताक स्वामिनिति नाम ने नमो आचार्य बदाय निताय कृपा बदाय ने गौर कथा दामोदय नगर ग्राम तारी ने मुखम करोटि वाचलम पंगुन लंगे ते ग्रिम यत कृपा तो हम वंदे श्री गुरु दिन तारी नम परमानंद माधव श्री चैतन्य श्रम हरि ओम तत्सत हरे कृष्ण एवरीवन सो हैप्पी टू सी सो मेनी डिवोटीज हियर. So let's stand one big Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! 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 Hare Hare! Hare
Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare!
This is your really love for Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada that we saw so many souls here today. And the way you have served, I cannot thank you in the words. Cooking so many varieties and coming here yesterday for cutting seva and today cooking seva, and now after this you're going to have a big austere seva. Can anybody guess what is that austere seva? Feasting seva. So you all please stay and take feast. If there is any guest also today, please join the feast. This is the offering I wrote to Guru Maharaj, so I would like to read it from my offering. Hare Krishna, dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my respectful obeisances at your lotus feet. All goes to Sri Gurudev and Gauranga, all goes to Srila Prabhupada. I offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master, the deliverer of fallen souls. His mercy turns the dumb into eloquent speakers and enables the lame to cross mountains. I offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master who has opened my eyes which were blinded by the darkness of ignorance with the torchlight of knowledge. Guru Maharaj, we wish you a blissful and healthy 68th Vyas Puja celebrations. In November, I visited Mayapur as per your desire to conduct JSS gathering two times in a year, and it was during my visit that I realized how wonderfully you are serving Srila Prabhupada. Every day, without fail, you came down from your rooftop residence to take darshan of the deities. Every day, you went to the Ganga during Bhishma Panchaka and offered Tarpanam. I was touched to see how devotees offered you a chair and proceeded to carry you on a chair into Mother Ganga. You were peacefully sitting on the chair in the Ganga surrounded by hundreds of devotees from around the world, and you offered your prayers. In normal health, sometimes us devotees will skip Ganga Snan, but your determination to serve and inspire others is unshakable. I remember due to severe back pain, I could not join Ganga Snan every day, and one day I could not even get up from my bed. For one whole day I stayed in my room in Gada Bhavan. The last day before leaving Mayapur, I came to take your darshan and told you about how much I have been suffering with back pain, and you told me that 20 years ago you had back pain too and you did some yoga exercise and your back pain is cured. I asked if you remember about the exercise and you told me how to do it. I asked if I can show you what you have told me so that you can see if I am doing it correct. And you said, sure. I lay down flat on the ground and started bending my right leg, and you immediately corrected me not to bend, but lift straight and hold it up for 30 seconds. Then lift other leg and hold it up for 30 seconds. I remember when I lifted my second leg, Seva Swarup Prabhu started counting 30 seconds. Seva Swarup Prabhu is a very comedian in Mayapur, and the way he was counting when I lifted my leg is 30 seconds, you know. 1, 2, 3. He was counting like that and my leg was up. And he was counting so slow and in a funny voice. Everyone started laughing and you were also laughing and I was also laughing and complaining that I could not keep my leg in the air longer. However, Seva Swarup Prabhu was still counting slowly and laughter in the room kept growing. I felt so blissful for getting an opportunity to be part of this blissful Leela. When I got up, I told you, Guru Maharaj, I know Bengali time is stretchable, but Spanish time is worst. He's a Spanish guy. And you started laughing more and you said you should follow actual 30 seconds, not this. And everyone started laughing. It is also blissful to be around you, Guru Maharaj. When we are with you, that surrounding is charged with pure bhakti and we all feel so protected. We all are so blessed that you have accepted us as your disciples. Please kindly forgive us for our offenses. And if you so desire, please give us shelter at your lotus feet so that we can sincerely progress in Krishna consciousness and serve you. Love you, dear Guru Dev. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! So Guru Maharaj's favorite word is Gauranga. So let's please all of us sign big Gauranga on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Gauranga! Guru Maharaj ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai. Hari bol. Thank you, Prabhuji. Now I would like to invite Rasamayi Rama Mataji. Give her offering.
Hare Krishna. Om Agyanam Kniranasya Agyanam Janashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guru Venam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swami Niti Namine Namacharya Padaya Nikaya Kripa Pradayane Gorkata Damodaya Nagar Grama Tarine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Shashati Vedi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisheshi Shunavadi Paschati Deshakarini Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Today is a very special auspicious day of Guru Maharaj's Vyas Puja Day. We are very blessed that he came as a representative of Lord Krishna so that we can be delivered from this material existence, which is like a forest fire, blazing fire. This material world is designed because by Krishna for our bhoga vilash. We wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna. And we forgot our spiritual connection. The Sanatan Dharma is that our occupation is to connect with the Lord and gets ourselves situated in our constitutional position, that is Jivero Swarupo Hai Krishna Nitya Das. So Guru Maharaj, he is serving Srila Prabhupada the mission of Srila Prabhupada, Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is teaching us that this is the only way to stop suffering and get out of the cycle of birth and death. For millions of years, we have been coming to this material world thinking there is something, some enjoyment somewhere. But not realizing that these are all just bodily pleasure. The soul's eternal pleasure is chanting of the holy name, connecting to the spiritual world, serving their Lordship Shri Shri Radha and Krishna. Radha Kala Chanji Ki Jai. We all know that Guru is the representative of the Lord. His manifestation of Lord is very merciful. We are unable to approach the Lord directly. If somebody is fortunate like Arjun in Bhagavad Gita, like Arjun is surrendered later on and he accepted Krishna as his guru. So Krishna is in the parampara system. He started this parampara. He's from Krishna to Brahma to Narad, Vyasadev. So it went on, the parampara, disciplic succession. Guru is non-different from Krishna. Like Nityananda, His Grace Nityananda Prabhu, our temple president, was mentioning, we have to see Krishna face to face. So Guru is the media. He connects us with the Lord. With our own tiny, this little intelligence and endeavor, we cannot reach the spiritual world because we need the help of the Guru. And He is so merciful. He is so merciful. Guru Maharaj is so merciful. He is ocean of mercy. Just wanted to share one pastime. That was the first meeting I had with Guru Maharaj. That was in myself and my husband Sucharusham Das. We were in Rath Yatra in Kolkata, India. At that time we were visiting in 2003, I guess. So I felt that I have been in the movement since 1981 for 22 years. And then I was meeting Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Guru Maharaj, for the first time during the Rath Yatra in Park Circus in Kolkata, through one of His disciples. She was from Poland. I can't remember exactly her name. I think Gauravan here. So she took me into the VIP room and she asked me that, where were you, you know? Guru Maharaj was looking for you, you and your husband. I said, who is Guru Maharaj, you know? And she said, Jayapataka Swami Guru Maharaj. So he went. We had a small seva in the Rath Yatra. We were just collecting some 2 rupees for the, you know, Leela Pradarshini of the temple over there. And it was just 2 rupees. And I think it was just in one and a half days, we accumulated, like, by the mercy of Jagannath, it was like 6,000 rupees. And we were so amazed that 2 rupees ticket and like 6,000 rupees
just in a day and a half. And then Guru Maharaj came the next day to look for us, to encourage us, probably. And she went to congratulate you all at your booth, but you all were not there. So I said, oh, I went to take the cash register and give it to, you know, one of the servants over there, Bhakti Charu Guru Maharaj's disciple, Ganga Narayan Prabhu. Today he's a Maharaj, I think Bhakti Prem Swami Maharaj. So, and I said, I didn't understand, you know, what is there to congratulate for that little thing. So it was like she then took me into the VIP room where all the Maharajs were having the prasadam, and some of the senior disciples were there. And then she took me over there, and the minute I went over there, Guru Maharaj, she said, you can have darshan of Guru Maharaj when he is having his dinner. That's the time. And there were many devotees, disciples surrounded around Guru Maharaj. And I did not know very much about Guru Maharaj at that time. And I went over there near him during his dinner time, and it was like, you know, he was revealing the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's like prasadam, then he was at the stage having kirtan, class, again call for prasadam. And I said, it's just like Shiva Shangan, you know, like all the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Leelas are like revealed at that time. And I was like, I had read Chaitanya Charitamrita, but I wouldn't understand. But then the things, it was all coming back to me. I said, this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to have his association with his associates and the other devotees, and they would have the same pastimes. And am I really seeing something, you know, it is, you know, out of this world? And that one realization I had, that during the Jagannath Rathi Yatra, Jagannath is so merciful that by looking at Jagannath sitting in the Rath, we get, you know, out of this birth and death cycle. And it was like Guru Maharaj was sent to us during that Ratha time. So it was very clear that, you know, he's representing the Lord. It was, you know, we are suffering this world, you know, from time immemorial. But the Guru comes and, you know, he gives us the relief of this material world. All this bodily conception Guru Maharaj has taught us, even though he is in this condition, that we should get out of this bodily conception and, you know, understand that we are spirit soul. The body can perceive all this pain, pleasure, but the soul has got nothing to do with this material world. We are eternal servant of Shri Radha and Krishna. One thing that came into my mind this morning, that our mind is so hard to control in this material world. And like Arjuna is telling Krishna, Chanchala hi mana Krishna pramati balavad ridam tasya ham nigraham manye vayur eva sudushkaram. Arjuna is telling, this mind is so hard to control, it's so strong, it's stronger than the wind, it's restless, it's turbulent, it's obstinate, it is very difficult. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has come into this world, Krishna Swayam, who came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He has just told us, just chant the Hare Krishna mantra and that will purify us. And we can control our mind, control our existence, control everything. We don't need any other puja, sadhana, nothing in this sadhana in this age. It's only chanting of the holy name. That is the only puja that even Guru Maharaj has taught us, that we have to participate in this Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that is the only way to get out of this material existence and connect ourselves to Shri Radha and Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hari Bol. Thank you so much, Mataji. Now we are going to show a beautiful video. This is a favorite video of a lot of devotees here. So my request to everybody here this side, if you all can come this side, we have a TV right here, so you should be able to see the TV. So please come this side, move as much as possible.
Yeah, bring it forward.
You'll see a short lifestyle of Guru Maharaj, how he travels, how he does services.
That's good.
Everybody, please move this side. There's so much room here. Please come. Come this side. Dinesh Prabhu, you come in the front so you can see the screen. After this, we are going to do Pushpanjali, then Aarti. After Aarti, big feast.
Very good.
Pause. Full volume.
Where's the mic?
Yeah.
Bring it as it is.
Put it right there.
Bring as it is. I'm going to hold it here. So bring the thing. Put it as it is. It will block it.
Sorry, there are some devotees watching online. So we have to think about them also.
Yeah.
This will go online. That's it. Okay. Good.
Guru Maharaj ki jai. His Holiness Jai Pataka Swami Guru Maharaj ki jai. One big Hare Krishna for Guru Maharaj's good recovery. One good news is, I know His Grace Nityananda Prabhu already announced, he'll be coming to Dallas next month. So if anybody would like, Haribo! So you can see him live here in Mayapur and a lot of other places in Bangladesh, Mayapur and other places. When you go with Guru Maharaj, you cannot even touch him. He's so packed. You can see how the crowd is, you know, all everywhere. When he comes here, we get special privilege because we are very limited. 400-500 is very small number for Guru Maharaj. So please take advantage. We're going to update you all so you can come and take live darshan of Guru Maharaj right here in Radha Kalasanji. Hare Krishna. So one big Hare Krishna for Guru Maharaj health. So he can have, if you have good health, he can come soon. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! 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 Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare! Itai Gaur Premanande! Hari Hari Bol! Gauranga! So what we will do, we'll have Pushpanjali. So please be seated for a few minutes. We'll just get all the plates.
You can move. Is there anything else to show?
So, and this is very, very small production compared to what they do in my
Spongebob and all that.
So you all can see this, the reason I'm showing you all this is the love. You can see how devotees love Guru Maharaj. So this is, as Manjali Mataji earlier said, this was prepared not only by disciples, but a lot of non-disciples and friends and well-wishers also. They all prepared this for Guru Maharaj. In Mayapur, they do 2,000 preparations or more. Hari Gaur. Hare Krishna. You want to sing?
We're starting Pushpanjali, so everybody can please get up and we'll offer Pushpanjali to Guru Maharaj. Now please stand.
Thank you.
Did everybody get flowers? Please. All the Matajis can stand on the right side and Prabhuji is on the left side.
Haribol, a small request, all Matajis on this side, left side of me, all Prabhuji's on this side. So you can be very close to each other. Because... Muralidhar Babu, Muralidhar Babu, your video camera is here, please bring it. Bring it. All kids can come in the front. All little young ones can come in the front. Yeah, yeah, all young ones. Everybody should have petals in your hand and you have to offer 9 times, so don't offer everything at one shot. Hold it 9 times. There are a lot of petals here is coming.
The juice thoda samal karke. वो हिलाई जब गिर जाएगा उसको किसी को हाथ में पकड़ के लेके जाओगे जूस में लेके मिला देने का ये हटा देना हटा देना
Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishta Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gada Mahyam Dadate Swapadantika Vanleham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shajajata Zahagana Raganatham Vita Tam Sajiva Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakamvitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Lamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvi Nirvishesha Shunyavade Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Shri Parshabani Videvi Daitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhur Ujwala Premadya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Kurna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostate Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatharine Rupanuga Virudha Apasidanta Dvantaharine Namo Gaurakashoraya Sakshat Vairagya Murtaye Pralambhara Sambhode Padam Bhujayate Namaha Namo Bhaktivinodaya Satchit Ananda Namine Gora Shakti Sarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Vibhava Bhumeshtvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priyaha Vaishnava Sarva Bhumaha Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Guru Trishe Namaha Panchatatma Makam Krishna Bhakta Rupa Sarupaka Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktika Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Surto Pango Mama Manda Matergati Matsarvasva Padambojo Radha Madana Mohano Divyad Vindaranya Kalpajumadaha Srimad Ratnagara Singhasanasto Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Pristalibihe Sevyamano Smarame Srimad Rasarasarambe Vamshivata Tatashtitaha Karshan Venu Swanir Gopir Gopinata Shri Sunaha Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Shabanu Sute Devi. Pranamami Hari Priye. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhara. Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Hanta, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prastaya Bhutale. Srimate Jaya Pataka. Swami Niti Namine. Namo Acharya Padaya. Nitai Kripa Padayine. Gaura Katha Damodaya.
So we're going to throw 3 times 3. That's 9 times. So don't lose all of them in the first throw. So Srila Jai Pataka Guru Maharaj Ki. Esha Pushpanjali. Esha Pushpanjali. Esha Pushpanjali. His Holiness Jai Pataka Maharaj Guru Maharaj Ki. Only 3 times the first part.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prastaya Bhutale. Srimate Bhakti Srimate Jaya Pataka. Swaminiti Namine. Namo Acharya Padaya. Nitai Kripa Padayine. Katha Damodaya Nagara Grama Tarine Esha Pushpanjali Esha Pushpanjali Esha Pushpanjali Srila Jai Pataka Swami Guru Maharaj Ki. Last time, keep all your pedals 3 more times. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prastaya Bhutale. Srimate Jaya Pataka. Swaminiti Namine. Namo Acharya Padaya. Nitai Kripa Padayine. Gaura Katha Damodaya. Nagara Grama Tarine. Esha Pushpanjali. Esha Pushpanjali. Esha Pushpanjali. His Holiness Srila Jai Pataka Swami Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. Guru Maharaj Vyas Puja 68th Vyas Puja Celebrations Ki Jai. Dada Kalachandji Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Gaur Premande Hari Hari Bol. Now we are going to do the aarti. Where is Veda Mataji? We have the papers, so you can sing along if you like. Rupa Sindhu Prabhu is distributing the papers.
Jaya Guru Deva Srila Acharya Pad Guru Deva.
Thank you. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hurry! All glories to the assembled devotees.
Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you so much. We'll quickly sing Narasimha Dev Aarti and then we'll all go for the prasadam.
Namaste Narasimhaya. Namaste Narasimhaya. Pralada Lada Daine. Hiranyakashi Purvakshaha.
Hiranyakashi Purvakshaha.
Silatanka.
Tava
Kara Kamala Vare.
naka madbhuta shrunga dalita hiranyakasipu kanubrunga keshavadruta narahari rupa jai jagadisha hare jai jagadisha hare jai jagadisha hare avatar kamalavare naka adbhuta shrunga dalita hiranyakasipu kanubrunga keshavadruta narari rupa jai jagadisha hare jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare jaya lakshmi narasimha jaya bhakta pralad jaya lakshmi narasimha jaya bhakta pralad भगवान की भक्त प्रहलाद महाराज की जय। गुरु महाराज की जय।